Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, we're diving into a contentious issue stirring up the community in Montrose County, a debate centered on a special use permit for a gravel stockpile on Ranger Road. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, we're diving into a contentious issue stirring up the community in Montrose County, a debate centered on a special use permit for a gravel stockpile on Ranger Road. The situation involves local business Haynes Excavation and the county's residents. The focal point of this discussion is a multi-ton stockpile of crushed gravel situated on Ranger Road, found to be in violation of the area's general agricultural zoning. Todd Haynes, the owner of Haynes Excavation, believed he had the green light to store the gravel on his property, a belief rooted in assurances from the county's previous land use director. However, this understanding was shaken when Haynes received a cease and desist order, prompting him to apply for a special use permit. This permit, if approved, wouldn't greenlight a new gravel mining operation, but would allow the existing stockpile to remain until it could be depleted through ongoing projects and purchases. The controversy doesn't stop at zoning technicalities. Neighbors and community members have voiced both skepticism and support, painting a complex picture of local dynamics, property rights, and community well-being. On one side, neighbors like Mike Houston and attorney Shelley Dakinish argue against the permit, citing zoning codes and the potential negative impacts on local residents' quality of life. On the other, supporters of Haynes emphasize his integrity, contributions to the community, and the practical challenges of relocating the stockpile. As Montrose County commissioners postpone their decision to April 3rd, this case remains a vivid example of the complexities inherent in local governance and community relations. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next. In Delta County, the disappearance of Samantha Bartolo ended tragically when her body was discovered in February, several months after she vanished. Despite an autopsy declaring her death accidental due to drug intoxication and exposure, Sheriff Mark Taylor and his team continue to probe into the case, hinting at underlying suspicious elements. Bartolo was last seen after an argument with her boyfriend near the Gunnison Gorge Conservation Area. Her disappearance sparked extensive searches and public concern. However, the circumstances leading up to and following her disappearance remain shrouded in mystery. As investigations persist, the community and Bartolo's family seek answers. Sheriff Taylor expresses a commitment to following the evidence, aiming to provide some semblance of closure to those affected by this tragedy. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.